if you noticed a moment of well-being since we left and were there for it in a conscious way. Show a hand. Great. That's very good. It's now that's different than did you enjoy your evening, but noticing, oh, this is a good moment, and really taking it in. Don't feel guilty if you didn't do that. But that's the idea. Very, very simple. You don't have to squeeze anything more than is your reality. Just to notice those moments of well-being and starting to, not miss them. You get the idea. So it's really a treat to be here again with you today. And we'll start out with a little bit of a sitting. And I want to mention as we go into the silence that I want to acknowledge that besides us being here together, in a few minutes there's going to be a very exciting launch that is near and dear to my heart that you can partake of after our day is finished. And that is the first of a series of conversations, five conversations that are free, open to anybody if you have a computer, called Mindfulness and Climate Change, that is being hosted by this wonderful platform, Maestro Conference, who've given it to our community free. And these five conversations will take place. Today is the first of five Sundays from 9:30 until 11, exploring the Dharma, how the Dharma can be brought to climate change, and climate change can be seen as part of your mindfulness practice. And today's launch has Jack Kornfield and Tara Brock, and another teacher, African-American teacher, Ruth King, as the three guests, hosted by a wonderful, very dedicated, inspiring a Dharma teacher, Tanisara, who has a meditation center in South Africa and shares her time between South Africa and the States. And a number of teachers have been working on this for a number of months, and it's really exciting. There's 1,500 people that have signed up so far. You can sign up. The conversations are recorded, and you can listen to them at a later time. Bhikkhu Bodhi, the premier translator of Theravadan teachings, is going to be on the last one. I'm going to be on the third call with two very inspiring Dharma teacher colleagues, Catherine McGee and Chris Cullen. And if you're on the mailing list, perhaps if you looked at your email, received this yesterday. How many people saw that on there? Great. And if you're not on the mailing list, June ran off a number of copies for some people. That gives the basic information. If you just the basic idea, besides you see the layout here, is going to oneearthsangha.org, and you'll see everything there. But I wanted to bring that energy into our time together. This is part of Earth Care Week launch, which the Dharma communities from around the world are bringing some consciousness to caring for the planet. And we'll include a little bit more of that when we get to one of the topics, letting go. But I just wanted to have us hold that in our hearts. I just emailed two of the main people from One Earth Sangha and Jack and Tara and Ruth saying, thinking about you, and Lou, and I said we'll be sending some metta from Vancouver, from Victoria, and Lou just wrote back and he said, oh, so nice, so inspiring to think that Victoria community is thinking of us and wishing us well, and we'll keep that in our hearts as we start this.